Hello and welcome to Strengthen My Storm. This program is brought to you by Gest Foundation. That's G-E-S-T foundation.org. With your host, Michelle Prezan. Join Michelle each week as she shares a bit of her journey through breast cancer and her heart's desire to encourage you that no matter what storm you face, you can get through it by leaning on your faith and having a positive attitude. Whether you are currently going through a storm or have been through one in the past, be sure to join as Michelle shares what has helped her and what may help you. Here's your host, Michelle Prezan.
Welcome back to Strength in My Storm. You know, I cannot believe this is the last episode. My gosh, what an amazing time I've had doing these podcasts, sharing a part of me and my journey through breast cancer. And thank you so much for tuning in every week. It's been my pleasure. You know, I've hardly even scratched the surface as there's just so much to share about my journey, about breast cancer, about going through any kind of storm. And it just may lead me to do a season two. I guess you'll have to stay tuned and stay in touch with me to find out. I have had a couple people ask, and I have not quite decided, but I will let you know. So I wanted to end with what's next for me. Well, you know, big things have been opening up for me, and I know a lot has to do with this podcast. It really does. You know, I had the privilege of speaking this year at the Ambitious Women's Conference. It's a conference that I've been going to for 5 years in Dallas. It's hosted by Esther Spina. She's one of my mentors and friends, and she's a wonderful woman with a beautiful heart to help others and encourage them to succeed, which I love. She has impacted so many people's lives, and I'm just blessed to have her in my life. This year, I got to share a woman of strength testimonial, which seemed so fitting, and I was so honored to be able to share with a group of women like that. You know, during that weekend, there was something that changed my life again and pushed me to go even further out of my comfort zone. Now, I thought this podcast was pushing me to the max, because it has been. But doing this podcast has grown me, and it's been so exciting for me. So what's changed my life? It's four letters. D-S-T-V. Mm-hmm. Direct Sales TV. A TV network. I mean, really? TV. Direct Sales TV is the first and only OTT TV station dedicated to network marketing industry. And I'm a host. So what does OTT mean? I didn't know either. Well, it means over the top. Of course it does. When they launched Direct Sales TV at the Ambitious Women's Conference this year, I knew that it was my next step. They talked about it, and I was just like, no, not for me. And I had a few people come up to me, one of them being Esther Spina, and said, you need to share your story. And I just smiled. I didn't say yes right away. And I spoke to my husband on the phone later, and his answer to me was, I will not let you back in the house if you don't tell him that you're going to be a host. And I thought, wow, is everybody ganging up on me? It just goes to show, I mean, I have been praying for God to open doors so that I can reach more people, so I can encourage more people and help people find joy and hope. And, you know, this really is the next step. It's a global platform to be able to share more of my story and help encourage others. You know, I talk about how important it is to just say yes when the opportunity is there, especially when you have been praying for it. So I had to say yes. So my show is called Strength in Your Storm. And I do share a little bit about me and the journey I've been through, and I share a little bit about my life. But I get to go and talk to other inspiring people and find out how they found strength in their storm. That's the best part of this. It's not about me. It's about going and finding other people and talking to them and finding out how they found strength in their storm. It's meeting these people and sitting with them. It's touched me because they're so encouraging. And looking at them, you'd never know they've been through a storm. The most positive people. And it is my passion to help other people see that there's hope on the other side. I get to talk to people on my TV show who have found strength in things like abuse, loss, divorce, and unexpected tragedies, you know? And I really believe that people need to see that there is light at the end of their dark tunnel and that they can find strength to do it. And that's my prayer, is that having all these different guests on, going through all different kinds of storms, people are going to see they're not alone. And they're going to see that there's other people that are going through things every day all over the world, and that they can pull from that. They could pull strength and encouragement and hope and know that whatever it is they're going through, that they can get through it. I'd love for you to join me on my TV show. Tune in. It's on Wednesdays at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. And you can find me at directsales.tv. And then you can click on channel and find my show called Strengthen Your Storm. Or if you're one of the keeners that's smart at remembering things, you can just type in directsales.tv/channel/strengthenyourstorm. You know, you can subscribe to the show so that you know when new shows are out. And the best part is you can watch them anytime because they'll be on my channel, and they're also available, get this, on Apple TV and Roku. Okay. I was just like, can't believe it. Like, I just keep thinking, how did this happen? But you know what? When God puts you on a path and you keep saying yes, doors will open. It's up to us, though, to walk through that door. It's not easy. I'm not going to tell you any of this has been easy, getting ready for a TV show. I have no idea how to do that. But it's not about that. And I got to remember, go back to the basics, that's not about me. You know, it's about serving others, adding value to other people. And if I am doing that, then God will give me all the strength I need, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the discernment. And I believe that with my whole heart. And that is what he's been doing. He's been putting people on my heart that I need to be talking to. And instead of me having every single question and doing things in a certain order, I have a basic of what I want to talk to them about. But I pray right before and I ask God to just give me the words and to control the conversation. Because that's when you really get deep and you can find such amazing truths and encouragement from people, is when you just listen and engage in the conversation. And I have had so much fun doing that that I'm even shocked. So that's a huge thing that's next to me. And you know, well, I didn't think that was enough. So I had a slight career change. I am part of the very first self-production based network marketing insurance company. Go figure. Right? It's still an MLM, which I love. I love MLMs. It's just, I will forever. But with this, it's self-production. So I can actually get paid for work I do. And that's really important to me because, I mean, let's be truthful. We are still paying medical bills from my breast cancer and all the surgeries. We are. Those cost money. And, you know, last year, Aaron was laid off for almost 6 months. Only by the grace of God have we not been laid on a payment, have we not lost anything, because he has provided, because we are following where he's asking us to go, both of us. He led me to DSTV, and he led me to Legacy Builders. And every time I prayed, I kept thinking, no, this wouldn't be right, or this. And every time I pray, he keeps showing me the same thing, you know. I had no idea I'd be doing it, but you know, when he led me to Legacy Builders, the insurance company, the first time, I just said yes. See, sometimes I do listen. I'm trying to learn to be quicker about it. But this is the most amazing thing. I believe God has brought me here for another testimony to glorify him. So I couldn't read anything and retain the information. I shared my side effects in episode 10, I believe. And I couldn't retain, I couldn't read books. People say, oh, did you read this or could you read that? And I never read books because I wouldn't remember any of the information. So there was no point. I just thought that was going to be side effects from medication for a while, and I was just okay with it. I settled. Well, that's not God's plan. He doesn't want us to settle, does he? He wants us to be, to have great lives and be filled with abundance. So when this came in, I think this is another part of the reason why this happened. I said yes, and I remember saying to my husband, Aaron, I don't know how I'm going to do it because I haven't been able to retain anything in years, and now I have to do a course, and I know nothing about insurance. And after the course, I have to write exam, and I have to pass it. But when we both prayed, we thought we kept getting it was the right place for us and exactly what I was supposed to do. So what did I do? I started studying, and every morning I would get up early and study, and during while the boys were doing stuff, and then at night I would stay up late and study. And do you know that at the end of each module, there's a little quiz, and I kept passing and passing and passing. I was remembering. And I was retaining, and every day I would pray for God to help me have clarity and retain information, and every day I would retain more and I would get higher marks. And every day I'd wake up the next day and I would praise him and thank you, and it would continue to happen. I was so blown away. I was able to finish that course in a week. Like, that's amazing. Most people do it, I guess, in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. For me, it was amazing that I could retain that information and pass in a week. I went and booked my exam, and I passed with an 80. You need a 70 to pass, and my score was an 80. And I remember leaving there, looking at the 80, tears streaming down my face, and I thought, oh my gosh, that was all by God's amazing grace. It was by his amazing grace. How did I do all that? How am I still retaining the information? I'm still in awe. You know, we think that we can't do things because we put limitations on ourselves, but God has no limitations on what we can do. That was confirmation to me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Each time I pray, I keep getting that I'm supposed to be on Direct Sales TV as a platform to help others. And then I also get that I'm supposed to be in their homes, helping them with mortgage protection. Not only that, though, but ministering to them and getting the privilege to pray for families. I'm going into their homes and getting to pray for families. It's like they seem separate, but to me, they're so one. They're one thing because I get to go and encourage people and help them and bless them. That's amazing to me, and I'm so thankful. I can't even say. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen over the next few months. You know, I've enjoyed so much sharing with you and our time together. And I really do encourage you to please join me by watching my show, you know, Strengthen Your Storm. I actually even have a free offer there. When you click on my channel, you'll see there's a free PDF, and it's called 8 Steps to Strength. I would love for you to download that for free. You know, just pop in. Click on it and give it a download. You know, if you have found value in my podcast, if you've found encouragement, please reach out to me and let me know. You know, maybe there are some topics you have questions on or you'd like me to talk about. Please, you know, tell me, reach out to me and let me know. You can contact me at michelleprezan.com. I would really love to hear from you. What you thought of my show, you know, perhaps once I hear from you, and enough of you harass me, I will get season two started. I bet we can make that happen. Oh man, it's been such a pleasure. I'm almost sad that it's the last episode, but I am so blessed and humbled that I had this opportunity to be able to even share just this little bit with you. You know, and I hope that you found value in it. And I hope there's little nuggets that you got to take away that helped you deal with somebody else going through cancer or helped you yourself. You know, I urge you, you know, go out, be kind to all that you meet, share your storms with those around you, and know that you can find strength in your storm by leaning on your faith and having a positive attitude. It may not happen overnight, but if you just keep believing you will persevere. It will come to pass. And once you come out on the other side, you will have learned and grown so much, and you can make that a positive experience, not only for you, but for those around you. And then take that which you learned and pour it into others. Show them how you conquered your storm, because I believe that you can. It's been my pleasure. God bless.
You have been listening to Strengthen My Storm with host Michelle Prezan, brought to you by Gest Foundation. That's GEST foundation.org. To access all show archives and read guest bios, please visit vowradio.com. That's VOWradio.com/Michelle Prezan.